Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Bible study. It's a great pleasure to be found in His presence.
Hallelujah.
A young man who died at Kumasi, I hear his name is Abbas. I have never met him. Until his death, I have never heard of him. I have never seen any movie of him because I am not an addict of local movies. But it's a lesson to this country. Unfortunately, the country is not learning anything from it. The young man is respected in the community for whatever he does. You know, there are certain people who are respected, that should not be any chaos or anarchy. Once they come around, you give respect and back off. But it was not to be this time. When he left home, he had few hours to leave and he didn't know. The Bible said that as men do not know their time, so is every man. You don't know your time. A little bit. We're dealing with very serious stuff. You do not know your time. Therefore, you don't take anything for granted. You don't take chances in life. You don't speak as a fool, but wise. Ephesians 5, 15. You live circumspectly as wise and not fools. See, that's why Moses said, so teach me to number my days that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. David said in Psalm 39 verse number 4, let me know my days and how short my life is. Let me know, because Job 14, 5, you have numbered my days and numbered my months and years, and you have drawn a boundary line that I will not cross. All this is in the spectacle of grace. So grace, you know, all what I'm saying to you, no, is within the confines of the grace. The fact that you are under grace doesn't mean that all these that I said is abolished. You need to be very wise. See, that's why I don't like useless songs. I don't like useless songs. I don't want anything that will take my attention from the main course. If I live in this world and I am not thinking about the second coming of Jesus, my life is useless. The second coming of Jesus Christ must be the main event. If I have accepted Christ Jesus as my Lord and personal, you know, sometimes people, I sit by the television and somebody has an opportunity to be on television in the name of preaching, and they're talking nonsense. They're talking nonsense with an opportunity with television. The power of the media is in their hands and they don't even see it. Power of media, that they are showing, and you don't even see it. Without media, nobody knows T.D. Jakes. Without media, nobody knows Benny Hinn. But it's the same gospel and administration of the Spirit of God which they are ministering. Turn your mind to that, yes, I'm natural. And therefore, when the cameras come around, the Holy Ghost remind me this is another opportunity. This! I mean, preaching outside, Jesus rally, have taught me a lesson, the value of one soul. So if I have an opportunity where almost about, you know, 200,000 people, 400,000 people, 500,000 people are monitoring the work of God from all around, there is no time for nonsense. No time! The people have, it's not like chances. People like, I was flipping through the channels and it went there. You don't talk nonsense. And the viewer, the listener, also, it may be your last sermon. If Abbas is alive, he will tell you, you better listen. Hini Ashe, where I went, without this, you are going to hell. Tiniye. So you're born again. Maybe Tininsam, Tankwansam, Inquajisam. Maybe Ahini, you know. The words of the kingdom of Jesus Christ are chido. You take those words, go out there, and put that word which you have heard into your destiny and make it functional with the mind that we are still pilgrims, sojourners, and strangers on earth, waiting for the second coming and appearing of the Son of the living God. Don't joke with that. If you joke with the things we are talking about, if by now you are giving attention to useless musicians and useless songs and so-called useless celebrities, I think you are wasting your life, pa. Today, think you should be wasting your life, pa. Sir, celebrities. Which celebrity is more than the Christ? And as a celebrity, won't you say? God of God, I'm in tears. I'm broken. Woman, tears. I'm some woman, tears. You say, I don't know. Today, don't know. Tears so much. If a celebrity is one to be celebrated, I don't think there is anyone in this world. Only one who does not live in this world, the Christ. He is the only celebrity. TNMA catch it up. I bet you know how. Let me say, Jay-Z is a celebrity. Epe. Neyere Rihanna, yes, celebrate. Me bada mo ane bibi hane. Seka alo mini. Bomb it away! I didn't come here to be wasting my life. Every minute counts. They better repent or perish. I catch it all. America 4, the preacher should be bold enough to tell these people, you repent or you are going to hell. Period. Don't waste the opportunity. I will be going there very soon. Hallelujah. So, our foundation, John 20, 21. John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. Yemesebrewaha. Urena no shema wafabag nekufim. Yenia briankasa. Yeka. The things we're talking about are emergent, very important stuff, serious stuff. If you come with a Bible, come with a notebook, come with a pen. Be serious with your life. Let's deal with this. And the Bible said, and there were certain Greeks among them that came out to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24 to 27. Matthew 16, verse 24 to 27. Matthew 16, 24 to 27, the Bible said, Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange of his own soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works. I want to pick it up from a little further, you know, and bring it. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what shall it profit a man? That's one of the most very dynamic questions in the Bible. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? I've been examining that question for the past few days after last Sunday night. I'm thinking about that question. Jesus is asking, the question is so interesting. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? But the point is, nobody in history have ever gained the whole world. There is nobody in this life who has ever gained the whole world. They can gain some, they can gain a part, they can gain a faculty, they can gain a section, they can gain a sect, but never has anybody in history gained the whole world. But Jesus is asking, what shall a man, or what shall it profit a man? What shall a man profit if the whole world belongs to you and you lose your soul? Even that is a loss. Gaining the whole world and losing your soul without the Christos is a complete loss. Don't joke with your life, fool. Life is but once. Live it well. Life is but once. Live it well. Last Sunday after church, when we went home, I saw my baby girl. She went to sleep. And then when she had slept deep in the night, you know, I can't sleep. That is a burden on me. You know, after my recent revelation of hell, the
pressure
is getting higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. Pressure. And when I saw just 2 weeks ago,
the volume
of people, including Christians, going into the pit of hell is scary. I want to repeat what I said on Sunday. Jesus is coming, but nobody is talking about it. The world is coming to an end, but nobody is talking about it. Isn't it shocking? It shocks me. It shocks me. The world is busy preaching revelations. When you are this, you go to the fourth dimension. What am I going to get there? At the end of the fourth dimension. Today, let's get to the basics. Are you born again? Are you saved? If you die today, where are you going? Are you the salt of the earth, the light of the world? Let's remain with the basics. I don't need fourth dimension. Today, revelation to the fourth dimension, anointing to the fourth dimension, first dimension. You have not sorted yourself with dimension one. You talking about fourth? Stay with the basics. Basics like, are you the pleasure of God? Do you please God in this life? Let me ask a very good question. You say you are born again. Are you handling the grace of God with the absolute honor and reverence that it deserves? Or are you trampling on the grace of God? These are the basics we need to be handling. Is your name in the book of life? Does the Son of God know you? When am I my best answer? We say we are suffer. We suffer the serve that any. These are the questions I want to be dealing with, not four dimension. Keep it to yourself. I want to be dealing with basics. I don't want surprises. So when she went to sleep, I was asking myself, I'm asking myself very important question. Day in and day out, we are growing. Times are changing. Very soon we can't preach again. Very soon we cannot prophesy again. Very soon we will cease from the altars and all the platforms. And when those times approach, you are close to your grave. What will the master say concerning you? These are the most important things that I think about these days. Not how I can get a Mercedes. That is very easy. That is very easy. Let me deal with the weightier matters. Weightier matters. Getting a Mercedes. You lived in London. That is a cashless free system. It is a credit based system. If you need a Mercedes, you don't pray. You go and borrow it. Go there, go afli. Simple. Go and drive it. Go on your pay, you take it back. Period. It's not a matter of prayer. Why should the Christians be bothering themselves over that? And I look at the church, how vulnerable and frail we have become. It is because we have disobeyed the basic word of God. And everything is turning its back against us. And we feel that God has deserted us. One more. We feel that God has deserted us after we cannot even obey basic things. Hallelujah. We want to be dealing with very, very basic things. Nobody has ever gained the whole world. All the people who even say they are the wealthiest in the world, they have not gained the whole world. Not Warren Buffett, not Carlos Slim, not Bill Gates, not Mark Zuckerberg, not any of the people who feel they are rich. None of them have gained the whole world. But Jesus is asking a quantum valued question. And the question is, if a man gains the whole world, in other words, if a man owns the whole world and loses his soul, if we bring the casket of that man into this place and say that you are dead, we are going to bury you at Awudome, what happens to all your gain is a question. And it tells you, then the things cannot be the focus. It can't be the focus. It's good to get a degree. It's good to upgrade yourself because that is the destiny aspect of your life. We are not just here whiling time. I'm not only preaching, telling people that, we came to die and be judged by God. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you came into this life with destiny on your head to be fulfilled. But fulfilling destiny is within a period of validity of time. And whatever you do within that validity period of time, then you face the judgment of God. So if you procrastinate, it is your own business because you are working with time. As we sit here, the time is flying. It's not on your side. And the time is not on your side. If you make the wrong choices, it's your own business. You make the wrong friends, it's your own business. You make the wrong relationships, it's your own business. Let's say that you have a very bad marriage, and the bad marriage is disconnecting you from your salvation. It's your own business, DNA. God, by His Spirit, can help you find your way back to your original destiny. It may take you 10 years. You might have wasted the 10 years, DNA, but the job of the Holy Spirit is to help you. Christianity is not about God meeting your needs. Christianity is about you meeting the needs of the world. You came here to fulfill destiny. That destiny is what makes somebody a pilot. Destiny is what makes somebody a pastor. Destiny is what makes somebody, you know, a gospel musician. Destiny is what makes somebody an engineer, an innovator, an inventor. Destiny is what makes people that way. But the interesting thing, then becomes that after I have, you know, invented an iPhone, an iPad, let's say that I am Steve Jobs. I did all that, put all those things in place, and I helped the world. Everybody has one of my product. They use it and everything and all that. The question now then becomes, and if I die and I am not saved, I fulfilled destiny wrongfully. TNA. So I have a company, I have employed people, they're working, and the company is growing, we're having a great time. I am paying them, they are also taking care of the needs of their family, they are making ends meet, they are making life, and I don't know the Lord before God and first will be any soul. That's the question Jesus is asking, and loses his own soul. What shall he profit? So Jesus is asking a transactional question. You must profit something. At the end of this life, if you free some, you be going up and down and all that kind of thing. There must be something you must profit. Junior, it's a very short service, so don't miss the most essential things. Say amen. Read the G Bible.
And I used to see the same for the so you persuade him to
be our best with you, so
you know,
when you are a petri,
no man, a senior,
so cuckoo, and a senior,
no
one, you the reason is because you cannot be a Christian and be sick, you cannot be a Christian and be poor, you cannot be a child of God and be a fool, TNE, you cannot be a Christian and be at loss. That is why Jesus is saying, before you come after me, deny yourself. TNE, because if you don't deny yourself, you will be in church and losing out. Yeah, you will be in church, but you are losing out. People are Christians, but sick, frail, vulnerable, non-effective. They are not touching anybody. Losing out. You cannot be a Christian and be a loser. Yeah, cannot be a Christian and demons are on your head. Sometimes when I go to, you know, Vision One, I go to other churches and all that, I hear some of the prayer topics. No. This is not a topic we should be wasting our time on. Shouldn't be wasting our time on that. Breaking spirit of this, spirit of that, spirit. Hey. Don't waste time. Let's stick to that thing. Don't be going around it. Stick to it. Let me tell you, the quality of the word determines the quality of your life. This is a very simple principle of life. I have told this church and over and over and over again. The quality of the word you hear determines the quality of your life. I'm going to repeat it. In other words, the quality of the pastor who preaches to you determines the quality of your life. And you know, I said, Christophon be brabatin. Because the word that is coming from your pulpit is weak. Quality is what I'm talking about. Yeah, offering, you will preach and preach. You will preach and preach. So now the question becomes, what is the quality you are receiving? The quality of the school your children attend determines the quality of their life. I will go further. The quality of the man who marries you determines the quality of your life. This is a whole series. I can preach the whole year. The quality of the woman you marry determines the quality of your life. I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know, you know, what I can be doing. I say this to the glory of God. I don't know what I can be doing effectively without this woman here in my life. Because me nyahwe, me nyahwe wo me fie. Everything she does it. Uso we must maya ma. Uso we must. You making this life even boring because I'm only here enjoying you. If she is not around for 1 week, I can only imagine the chaos that will be around me. The tear, the quality of children you bear determines the quality of the joy you share. The quality, I can go further and further. The quality of leader who leads Ghana determines the quality of our life. The quality of the team that works with the president, His Excellency, determines the quality of his government. The president can be good, but if he lacks quality of a team, he will fail. Then found how good he is. The quality of the people around me in this church determines the impact, the quality of impact we make. The quality of the people who sing, who play, and all that determines the quality we get, the output on air. The people who follow us, who listen to us, they do not only listen to me, they listen to the singers as well. They listen to the instrumentation. They listen to the ambience, the atmosphere and everything. So if we don't have quality, the quality of prayer warriors we have here, the people that are upholding us in prayer, determines how far we go. TNA, the quality. So you can tell the quality of subject matters that are preached determines media preaching. It doesn't talk about the Christ. It doesn't talk about his second coming. It doesn't talk about his resurrection power. It doesn't talk about the anointing. It doesn't talk about the Holy Ghost. And all focuses on you. I don't want to hear. When I gain him, me, I will be complete. Forget about me for a moment. Let's talk about him. Once we deal with him, I will have abundant life. And abundant life means a lot of cash, a lot of wisdom, a lot of discipline, a lot of structure. And so a miracle comes to me and I don't waste it all around. Tell you, we're dealing with something very serious. But if it is all about me, all this useless, talk about the Christ, it will bounce back. It is just like throwing a ball to the wall. It comes back to me. Talk about the Christ. Sing about the Christ. Preach about the Christ. Teach about the Christ. Let me hear the Christos. He is the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and life. He is the living bread. He is the bread that comes from heaven. Talk about the Christ. Everything will turn around for me. I don't need you to be talking about talk about Jesus. You sing about him. Where you yasa for, where you kwama for, where you tripeja for, where you dum for, where you kwanchida for. When the book on to kwen you, when the suit in the piazza has a gorilla, so talk about the Jesus who healed the woman with the issue of blood, and healing will come to everybody in the church. Talk about Jesus who has power to rebuke evil and evil presence, the devil, witchcraft, and manipulation of Jezebelic spirits and seductive, manipulative, deceptive spirits. Talk about the Christ and everything will come together. Tell me about Jesus and my marriage will be in alignment. I want to be like Jesus. Don't advise me. Tell me about Jesus. When you tell me about Jesus, I want to be like him. I want to follow him. I want to deny myself and pick up my cross and follow the Christ. Then my wife will follow somebody who is Christ-like, a Christian. Don't talk about me. There is nothing I want to hear about me. I want to hear about the Christ. He is like a mirror. When I look at myself in the Christ, who is a mirror, I will see all the faults in me and I will adjust them according to his word. You are not getting it. Oh yes, sir. Somebody shall. Hey! Sit down, let's work. It's getting very difficult for me to be listening to radio, the name of preaching. I don't want to hear it. Pray! The church has gone far beyond that. And you don't want our problem. Forget your problem for a moment. Problem. Grow up! The church is not. If your pastor has been telling you this from January till now, by now you are an adult. I'm telling you, don't get excited. Take it one, receive it two. Don't get excited. For how long are you going to be a child, a baby Christian? How long? I'm asking you the question. Lord has sent me to this nation and to the body of Christ to speak his heart to them. How are you going to be blessed? You don't even have a Bible. You have one, you carry it everywhere. Somebody is singing, something drops in your spirit. Quickly, you check it in from the scriptures. You are getting serious. I'm telling you. Somebody is maturing in the Lord. And things are even difficult for the person. They find it difficult to be begging. No, that is not the fruit of the spirit. Telling you the heart of God. The church have turned into beggars. A bunch of beggars. Praise yourself. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think, ask, or imagine. Go home and ask yourself, what does it mean? Then the Holy Ghost will begin to teach you that he prepares my fingers for battle and my hands for war. That means something. He gives you an idea, very basic idea. For example, Zoom Lion was an idea that God gave to somebody who was looking for a breakthrough. And this guy started collecting baller, garbage. Now even government, this MPP government, does not like Zoom Lion, but they can't avoid him. Because the garbage in Accra is too much. And there is no company that can absorb it except him. And so even though we don't like this guy, we need him. I told you the truth. They can verify their own checks, do their own checks and balances. That is what I'm talking about, that God grants you an idea. That nobody has the idea. Then he blesses the efforts of that idea. Then that is what you call favor. He favors that idea. Wake up! The quality of the word determines the quality of life. I want everybody to say it. Go. The quality of the word determines the quality of your life. Okay, let's personalize it. Ready? Go. The quality of the word determines the quality of my life. The word that comes to you determines how you are going to be. I'm telling you. On Sunday morning, they are destroying your destiny because you ain't even got in time. You need bread. January this year, I gave Ghana 4 advice, and one of the advice was look for a very good church and join. A good one. Join. Don't waste your time going to church, fighting among sisters, brothers, fighting among brothers. No. In bed they can't. I don't have time for all that nonsense. That is why I cannot stand pettiness in a church. That is the Jezebelic spirit. Instead of focusing on the main cause, we leave that and focusing on the petty things. Tianye! We don't have time for that. Kenya Mia Dunachal, Tianye. I didn't come here to be fighting because you took my boy. And the guy, it was me, he said was going to my mum. kopara dura awuyo monko eho de asofo ntimi chinkro fo yire no fan kro fo kunu no ne ade mon free hanko then ya break the heaven akọ asem ye ti awa only simple thing the heaven akọ heaven and mane nya wadwen say you automatic and mane nya wadwen say easy and you easy and you automatic me card dwen achiro the way that if it was Apostle Paul will say once the grace of God is brooded over you, that's it. But he said, but work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know what that means? Work out. He picked up the word, you know, exercise your salvation. Like I'm pumping some metals. I am on the treadmill. I'm on the treadmill in the gym. And I'm working out. Work out. Not deal with your own salvation or create your own salvation. No, exercise the salvation that you have received on a daily basis with fear and trembling. Ya media grow wo opa fanasem ne nantimo nyen hwe se yade betumi abao so a ana se enkobesie betumi abao so a ana kukuru hwi ase ana enkukuo. Let's see if you can fail in life. The failures in church have all disobeyed the word of God. I'm telling you, check deeply. They are not obeying God's word. Men, I'm catching up. Obia were failing. Omwe wa problem kesi no. Omo na a tobo ni mu kesi. Kwekuwa man kwe Christu sumu kuwa. Sofu bumpaye mame, bumpaye mame. Sofu no. And you see those people. Enya mengwa said these so-called prophets are exploiting them. I was shocked last week when I received a video from one of my daughters in the United States. Me and my Ghana, I could have a video. No, I know why America and they are sending me. I think your man for her, yeah, will be consumed. Who are man for her? Man for him, assembly copy in him. As someone who in the car, you know, me boon and not too much. Me bunana too much. Na maybe the huonana, you know, the advice he gave. The reason is because that advice should not be coming from a king or a chief. It should be coming from the pulpit. And the pulpiteer rather took a girl to the river. And there is a little block. And told the girl, Kotohose. And the girl is like this. And this guy. Girl is like this, and this guy is like that, like this. But to girl, no, like this, like that. I see a fool me, no. Okay, as you do, madam. Nangami a dia, yeah. I see a fool ni today, huh? Na soft ni but to girl ya chi wanzo ensua kuromuni na sanom denu a diane, and a girl ni illustrate. Now, you know, this guy, when he was ejaculating, he ran to the river like this. I see a friend. Ukwa sorry, anako jia topa. Ukwa sorry, anako jia topa. Makachi demo, atope bi. Ede wo uko bonsem chem. Makachi, nyeni nani ebu, sheye. Nyeni nani ebu. Ibi wo a wo bu e do kwa mane hunu ne seyim kasiafo ka so mu di o mata kinga Jeremiah 5:21 mami nti se no nso me na mtwro ya ka so adi atem wadi ho atem me ko tu a chiro Jeremiah 5:21 ose
montie ye ye oman kwasiafo a woni tire
oman kwasiafo a woni tire
wo wani
yo wani
so hunu ade
yo hunu ade
wo aso
wo aso
ntia ase
ntia ase Jeremiah 4:22.
If it's a man,
Jimmy,
winning me,
Jimmy, in Nimyame. Now, winning Yami and Kawa, bad, decent woman. To me, raw would draw Sijina, when your baby, if fear were a dying were her mattress war, no aquaco pitcher would true mu Jinna in Suho. Say, suffer, no suffer, butu. A quantraban, no, quantraban, yeah, the war, won't it? A dear war, won't it? We are Jimmy for. Tianya! Come with the assam natural. Ukunukran a car se peja. Injin re mu abekasa mabre. Utimiko peja will read em the mass suffer. Ya win it. Em would shiap. Kambabrumenti.
Why a man kwasiafu?
A man kwasiafu.
No new unumu.
Ya new unumu! The quality of the world determines the quality of your life. If we will understand the revelation that way, I'm telling you, the successes that will be chalked, you have no idea. I'm telling you, the Christians have myopic mentalities. There is time for everything under the sun. You cannot violate the principles of God and expect to have different results. Ain't gonna happen. You know, very quickly, and then we can take it from there. Let's run very quickly into some of these, and then my time is almost up. We'll close very soon. Hallelujah. The first one, Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 11 to 14. Hebrews. King Kamenko.
And when I want some of the doors, I try your dance, okay? If it's a Maswa Sensene.
See, Maswa Sensene. Me name a group of people, a Maswa Sensene, Ghana, Bani. The government of this country, Maswa Sensene, Chumbia. More than a Christopher, no? You don't wait till people destroy things before you act. You don't do that. Look at the damage caused this nation and the taxpayer at KNUST. Because we don't have a listening government. Same at Adenta. Very soon, we're bringing it to here. N1. I'm going to call my MP this week and tell him, Papa, you are the MP in charge of the N1. I wouldn't want anybody to take your name into disrepute. Fix it before they bring Adenta to the N1. Because Inipa Ewu or N1, they are more than Adenta phone. It's just that we are not talking about it. Yaso! Abayasu asinsine chen ubi ya. Abayasu asinsine. There is going to be free thing taxes on all your imports, and then free you. Nobody's forcing anybody to promise anything. Okay, can we hear that the opposition gets happy? They shouldn't even come. But me, our opposition food deal, man. We don't want to talk about it. That's your dream, that's your dream. We want the best for our country. That's all. We are not ready to go and live anywhere. Canada, reforming. I don't want to be there. When you get to the United Kingdom, first question, when are you leaving? But I'm just arriving. Why are you asking me when I'm leaving? Do we ask you those silly questions when you get to Kotoka? So in order not to be bothering anybody, let our country be a safe haven so that we can enjoy our country. Period. Hallelujah. Read, sir.
Ne bra se san kamoya chere phone.
Yeah. E bra nan ke wose moya chere phone.
Ehia mo bi oso wo chere mo nyankopon se.
Now you have need that we teach you the basic principles. Bompae mame why? Fango kakra so mito. You know, I remember those days when we used to have fellowship. You bet ma shen come from morning till 5:30, 6 in the evening. And people still come and say, Papa, fangwa kakra kame momaso mame ai. It tells you, ya son asensene. Ya kuma asensene. If you are no papesi 5:30, ni na anteno. Ope anwa, anwa. Moso prophets are na abagana no. Wombe bumusa. By the time wombe bumusa, wombe yazan, wombe buma wye. I'm telling you, abafo ni na. Ya menfreo. Tiyeri ya meno ukano. Opa, jitu, opa, my, I have a specified assignment, yes, and I'm pursuing it. TNM no kala. Do we look like cowards to you?
No.
Do we look like a hoofer? Pacho. Praise the Lord. King Abam Rumemti.
Now my yes, one here on Nufusu.
Yeah, yes, sir. One more here on Nufusu.
Nenya Giania Yetin.
Nenya Giania Etene.
Nobiro num Nufusu no Huno.
Tititititit. Ubia will num Nufusu no Yetin.
Uno tenene assemble.
The revival na yeye Sunday evenings na han ye yi free. Ensem onye hunu ye.
No ya kokoa.
Oye den.
Akokoa.
Oye den.
Akokoa.
He is a baby. When you preach like this, and go kwa nantia se, so the end okay guys. So we jamo enyangra han wote, ananyaga na han wote. You will problem wo, so I will problem. Yeah, you need problem no. We say, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I am rich. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What do you call so? So we will problem. Who problem I want to nengo? Nyawa house on a better. Wake up. By now you should be instructors. By now you should be praying for other people. For how long are you going to be a baby? For how long are you to be going to be crawling? By now you should and channel. So would you not quite join and preach and tell them the love of God? Pastor Billy and Lady Ayele, they invited their friend to join them in front of Accra Mall to be preaching. Their friend works with Electoral Commission as one of their top people. You know, one of, because Electoral Commission have seven commissioners. Seven commissioners. She is one of the commissioners. And she joined them, took the microphone in front of Accra Mall on the street. Reporter, see that strange? Really? Is that strange? Then you don't even know who you are as a Christian. If that is strange. Yes, you see, street is a commissioner is strange. I don't think so. He made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the fashion of a slave and died the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Having said that, I want to salute and respectfully celebrate the commissioner on the streets, because you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. This is how it should be. This is how it should be. It shouldn't be like somebody preaching at the market, they are looking for Nukufu now. It shouldn't be that. You call Kumasi, you know, and many people are preaching in the markets. We got down. It's all okay. These guys came with fleet of cars, Land Cruisers. This guy got out from a Land Cruiser. He's nicely dressed. He's smelling good. And then he takes a microphone. He's preaching on the streets. Now the question is, what does he want? He's driving a good car. He has a driver. He has team. They had other cars they came with. He's wearing nice clothes. Banji Ura, the enemy to me, dear man. Jesus. When it's like that, the gospel is accepted easily. 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 You hear people gather gifts, including money, and push it to us. Where am I going to go with all these things? I don't need them. So I give them all out as gifts. Because when you take care of his business, he takes care of yours. Easily. I'm telling you. That's what Jesus said. Do not think of what are we going to eat or what are we going to drink. Don't think about it. But seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all other things, all these things shall be added to you. Minim obi awa ye nyame adwuma no kudem edihiada. Minim bida ensi. I'm telling you, it can never happen. I have never known anybody faithfully serving God, working for God, who has ever lacked. Yannick, you can never lack when you are faithfully serving God. Never! Oh, you can clap those hands. Praise the name of the Lord. Read the word, let's close.
Aduane aye din no fata wona wanyini.
Ti. O se dia.
Aduane aye din no.
Eye e fata hwan ya.
Wona wanyini.
Enwumre ye bo aduane aye din mu. Let me paraphrase what he's just said. Let me paraphrase it a little bit. E fata womu epesi nyini. E diania e dene. It belongs to them that are matured people. I mean, let me tell you. Do you see the way I preach? I don't necessarily single out preaching marriage, preaching singles, married people, and all that. But the word of God that I'm preaching, if you take the word, it works for marriage. It works for business. If only you want to obey the word, it works for everything. If only you want to obey his word, period. Upa, take the word, leave according to the prescriptions of the word. For only 1 year, every demon, including Satan, will be afraid of you. There wouldn't be any night you come to stand and say, we break you. Die. 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 Spirits don't die. I'm reminding you. Spirits, they don't die. So stop that useless prayer topic. Die. Die. Who should die? The souls we should be preaching to. Are they the ones we are killing? One more, I see uncle cancer paninjerom. Are they the ones we are killing? I'm asking you. Come on, let's be real. Let's stick basic to the word of God. Let's grow so that we will not be tossed with any wind of doctrine. We want to be fruitful in the Lord. Jesus is coming back again. We are like servants waiting for their master. What are you talking about? I may not pray, break. Devil, I break you for the whole year. The enemy will be on the run. I'm telling you, because we that is in me is greater than them that are in the world. What did the air can I say? I'm telling you, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. I'm quoting scripture now. Can you see? This word you should be hearing it, dada. Instead of listening to useless music, I will put this in my car. On my phone, I'll put it in my ears whilst I'm jogging and working out in the morning or in the evening. I'll be listening to the word of God. These are what I will be listening to. Listen to what the Bible is saying.
I am dada adiyenti.
Dada adiye. It should be dada. This thing should be dada. Stand to your feet. Let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.